AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Welcome back to the Gospel Fantasy Football Show, and it's about that time of year. We are only a few weeks away from the playoffs, and I hope you guys are having a great season. We are going to go through your news and notes today, and then we're going to make sure that you're aware of all the guys that you may be missing out on that could still be out there for you to take advantage of, and then we'll just kind of go from there. But I'm your Jose, the Fantasy Football Fiend, and of course, we have Young Vanda, the Fantasy Nostradamus. How are the people, my guy?
What's going on out there?
So, yeah, let's hop right into it. There are several injuries at quarterback, and then we also have byes and things of that nature. So, people may be hamstrung, especially in 2QB leagues, Superflex leagues, things of that nature, where most players have multiple QBs anyway. So Davis Mills will still be stepping in for CJ Stroud. This is his third start. So CJ not quite recovering from the concussion as quickly as most. Aaron Rodgers, he's avoiding surgery, but he's going to be iffy for week 12. Not exactly sure how that piece is going to go, but he did avoid surgery with that wrist injury. We also have
Kirk Cousins.
We may have Shedeur Sanders with Dylan Gabriel still dealing with a concussion, I believe he had as well.
Kirk Cousins
in for Penix. There are several changes out there. Which ones do, and we also don't know just yet whether or not Dart will play this week. He was in concussion protocol as well. Jameis Winston was filling in for him. What's your outlook on the replacement players? But also, what's your outlook on the starters when they return? Will it be business as usual? Will this be something that lingers? Is it something that you want to look out for as far as with these concussions, they can kind of, that can be one hit away. So where are we as far as QBs are concerned?
I mean, I think it depends on your situation. I think if you are a Michael, Penix owner, or that's somebody you probably depended on, things of that nature, then yeah, Kirk Cousins, these guys are going to come in handy. As far as guys like Davis Mills, maybe he has kept some of you afloat because you have had a lot of injuries. It's been a lot of injuries this year. But at this point, I think you just want to, it's all about mixing and matching and playing the best matchup. And that goes both ways. So you can have a quarterback playing against maybe at the this is like a Brissett, who has done really well when they have a guy like a Kyler Murray. At the same time, if you out there Steelers and let's say the Steelers were playing against the Browns, I may like the Browns defense versus Mason Rudolph. Like certain little things like that. At this point, you want to, plug and play streaming defenses as well as streaming these quarterbacks. But I think it'd be business as usual when the real starters come back. You're just going to play them as regular, like a Dart, Stroud, things of that nature.
So in a case like Kirk Cousins, how are we looking at, as of right now, for fantasy purposes, sure. Penix's season is likely done. So how are we looking at Kirk Cousins? Also, as importantly, how are we looking at the weapons that he's going to be throwing the ball to?
Right.
The running backs that are going to be running the ball behind, like who's going to hurt? Who's going to be a beneficiary? Where are we with that situation? Because that situation ain't going to change.
I think as far as Atlanta, they're going to really lean on the run game. At this point, the weapons, again, London is out. Mm. I think Mooney is a really good waiver wire add.
Yeah.
Once you get the wide receiver, everything we speak of. through the volume. But I don't think Kirk Cousins is going to be the Kirk Cousins of old, because even we have seen him play in this offense, there still seem like some things were missing, right? So I don't expect him to be, you know, the heroic. You like that. You like that. I don't expect him to be that Kirk Cousins. But if you're in a super flex league, two quarterback league, he probably can be a really good fill-in. Again, mix and match the matchups. He may have a better matchup than a Mason Rudolph or Davis Mills or one of these guys. So at this point, I would probably play the matchups as far as the wide as far as the quarterbacks go.
And does this help or hurt the running game?
It helps the running game because we just seen Bijan went off. That's because they gave him 23 carries or something. He hasn't really been getting that many carries, right?
So now him and Tyler Allgeier are going to get enough carries that they can be relevant.
Right. So I think it helps because the volume increases. You know what I mean? So it's not like Cousins is a threat to run or something like that. But right. Due to London being out, of course, the boxes are going to come in. So the defenses are going to be playing that way. But now we see Bijan get a full complement. He's going to be not quite bell cow, but he's going to get bell quite volume. So if you're getting 20-plus carries and another 5 or so catches, if you can get Bijan to get you 25 touches a game, that's bell cow numbers. You know what I mean? So I think we're going to definitely see that added to this Atlanta Falcons offense.
Josh Jacobs diagnosed with a knee contusion. That's actually good news in the scheme of things. Looking at the range of possibilities, that is going to be an injury where he may need to miss a game, but probably not much more than that. But Emmanuel Wilson, do you think he may be able to carve out a little bit more of a role depending on what he does? I'm in the absence of Jacobs, and then they don't necessarily go back to Jacobs having as many bites at the apple as he had previously to attempt to keep him healthy? Or do you think that this will only be relevant for 1 week of fantasy?
Yeah, I'm over a 1 week rental when it comes to Emmanuel. I mean, I think he'd be good to hold if you want to wait and see how the rest of this year plays out because of that knee contusion. You know, it's probably more of a bruise, some of that.
Right, not, yeah.
Something that's going to linger or return. But I just think it's more like a 1 week thing when it comes to him. Because if he has the possibility of playing this week, then that means it's probably not super serious. So maybe 1 week at the most. Other than that, he probably going to just be a handcuff that you will hold and just see what happens in the rest of the year.
Ramondre Stevenson. As a Patriot fan, I am happy to hear that he's back in practice. What I don't know is if our offensive coordinator, in his infinite wisdom, will go back to using Ramondre Stevenson with a much heavier workload than he should versus giving those touches to Henderson. Do you have a lean, if you will, how that may look going forward based on what we've seen from Henderson without Stevenson on the field?
Man, this is the Patriots' backfield, right? The biggest mystery in all of football when it comes to the running back. It's been like this for years. Everything they should do, they don't do. We seen it back in the day where it was, you may see Bolden come out of nowhere and get 15 carries. And he's like, well, he's a special team guy.
That's Jennings. Same dude.
Right.
Different last name. Same right. Dude. Yeah.
You just never know how this thing gonna work out. But it seems like they would just stay with what's going on. Hey, we've been saying this since week one. Go ahead and play this dude. This dude is the better fit for the scheme, the better athlete, the better whatever. And they wasn't doing it. So now that he's shown what he can do as a starter, and now the starter is back, it seemed like he would take the back seat. But again, with Vrabel, we don't know what will happen. So, man, this is, who knows, man. I would hope that they would just go ahead and let this kid go because he has that kick, that juice. He has some Jahmyr Gibbs in him.
Yeah, yeah.
I watched the Patriots game, and you can see it's like he about to break every time. He gets shoestring tackle a lot. It seemed like he'd get to that second level. When he about to kick it, somebody might tap his ankle or something like that. Like, he get a lot of those, but he looked like a home run from anywhere. So hopefully they will go ahead and let this kid just let him be a season, a league. Yeah, I missed out on him. I had him. I drafted him, had him. And then it just seemed like he wasn't going to go anywhere. And I let him go. And now, boom. Well, he could have been a league. He's pretty much one of those league winner type of players. So
if the Patriots allow him to be, it's basically how that's going to go. Wide receiver, just a few updates there. Nico Collins was able to get in a full practice, so it looks like he's going to be good to go. Calvin Ridley is going to be on IR. So are we about done with Ridley at this point in general? I don't know that he ends up on another team. He has more time left on his contract, but he did a bunch of nothing in a situation to where he was really the only pass catcher, and it still didn't really help. So, yeah, he had that one great year in Atlanta. That's about it. Joshua Palmer, limited, dealing with knee and ankle. Xavier Leggett in Carolina, dealing with a hip issue, something to monitor there. Darnell Mooney targeted 7 times in week 11. As you forementioned, London will be out. We'll talk about him in the next segment, but a couple of other guys. Tyler Lockett, he's coming off of a knee issue, 3 receptions, 33 yards against in the loss with the Cowboys. I don't know that he'll get his luster back. He used to just be Mr. Necessary. Like, I would say, and Jacoby Myers were very similar in the way they were used previously. And speaking of a guy like Jacoby Myers, sometimes changing teams doesn't necessarily yield the same results. I'm not seeing the same thing from Lockett or Myers. Now with Lockett, he has the same coach that he had previously as well as the same quarterback, but Geno Smith does not have the same offensive line, and he barely has any time at all to do anything. He and Genty, Genty's getting touched two yards behind the line of scrimmage. I mean, and it's unfair that we're going to simply judge them based on numbers at the end of the year and not based on their situation. And that could literally cost Geno Smith a job as we go into next year, as well as Pete Carroll. So we'll have to see how that goes, but who else? Not a whole lot else going on as far as wide receiver is concerned. We do have Ja'Marr Chase in Spitgate. So it looks like he's going to be suspended this Sunday. So for you that kind of needed to ride that train into the playoffs, so that we're kind of hoping that he would help guide you into the streak that may be necessary for you to qualify for the playoffs, going to have to zig or zag this week as far as Ja'Marr Chase is concerned. And that may honestly throw off a whole lot for the Bengals just in general. I don't know with 100% certainty if Higgins will be as effective against the best corner out there as he is against the second best corner when Chase is out there. I know Yosivas, he's normally going against the third or fourth guy. Now you're the number two wide receiver out there. Flacco didn't have a Superman out there to make him look, you know, more competent than what he actually is right now. So this may be one of those weeks where I'm going to throw it out there. The Patriots defense may be a good defense to stream. You know Flacco can't get out of the way of a sack, so especially if you're in one of those leagues where you get 2 points for a sack, you're going to get probably 6 points just from sacks alone. Those sacks leads to fumbles, or he's good for at least one or two interceptions in any given time as well. Like, I think this matchup really lines up well for the Patriots more so than it does the Bengals, and I don't believe the Patriots have allowed a running back more than 50 yards on the ground yet this year. So I know Brown was kind of back into the swing of things, but I don't know that I would depend on him this week. If you have to, you have to, but just understand he'll have a tall task for this week. Anything for the wide receivers that you want to make mention of or that I left out?
The kid, Yosef, whatever he's, how you pronounce his name.
Yosef?
Yeah, I think he may be a decent streaming option. I know people want to like pile in on Higgins because they think Higgins going to get a ton of love, and I get that, but it's not only just Higgins playing against the number one corner of another team. He's playing against Gonzalez. And so you playing against one of the better corners in the league, not just another team at this point.
And the safeties ain't exactly, you know, chopped liver. So right. You got Gonzalez and one of the best safeties over the top. So
I just think that, you know, he may be a decent play. I may get targeted. He's been getting targeted even when Chase was in the game. So maybe his targets will increase as well.
And Jones ain't exactly a slouch either. And he'll be on Yosef. So.
Yeah, but he's not Gonzalez, I tell you that. So it's going to be a little easy.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
But I think Jerry Jeudy, it also depends if the Cleveland Browns get a full, you know, Shedeur Sanders get a full complement of practice reps this week. And maybe we finally see Jerry Jeudy have a decent game. He may be a decent streaming option because he's on a lot of waivers himself due to not having much production this year, playing against the Raiders. I think he may be an option. And
I'm going to throw out a guy at tight end.
Hunter Henry, for me.
No offense to me.
Well, Cincinnati is like the worst in the league against the tight end. Like, literally. So.
Joe Flacco going to be getting rid of that ball. He better be getting rid of it within 2 seconds. Yeah. I don't know that Yosef or Higgins will be able to get open in the amount of time that they will need to benefit Flacco. One of the only guys that is likely to be open is probably going to be Fant. So, you know, especially if you're looking at a PPR type of league, I could see him getting 5 or 6 catches for 50, 60 yards. It might not be. Don't hear what I'm not saying. It won't be anything spectacular per se, but I could see him giving you double digits in a week that you may be struggling at tight ends, and he's on most waiver wire. So that's another guy that I'm taking a look at. Another guy currently on waivers that got in a full practice at tight end is Dalton Schultz. I think he's gotten double-digit targets the last few weeks, and Davis Mills will still be the quarterback, so I imagine he's still going to get that same love this week. It's going to be difficult to not do as well as most tight ends that aren't in probably the top three when you get that many targets. So just the volume alone for Schultz is probably going to make him a guy that you may want to look at streaming or whatever the case may be. Dalton Kincaid still not practicing as of Tuesday, dealing with a hamstring. I still don't like Dawson Knox, regardless of what happens with Kincaid.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
K-Dot and Quiet in Week 11 loss. He still may be a guy that you may want to turn to in Week 12, just based on buys, injuries, and the matchup. So Jake Ferguson catches his 7th touchdown, and he only had 16 yards, but he was able to do a little something for you this week. Brock Bowers leading all receivers for Las Vegas with 12 targets, 7 receptions there, 72 yards. Not a whole lot else going on. Another fill-in, if you will. I like Theo Johnson this week. He's been getting a ton of targets as well. Amongst tight ends, Theo Johnson and Schultz have been getting the most consistent targets, if you will. With Neighbors out, they don't really, and with Slayton always banged up, they really don't have a red zone guy. Wandale Robinson is not a red zone guy. He's a 20-20 guy. So they tend to look for Johnson in the red zone. And when you're looking at tight end, really all that you can hope for, especially if you're dealing with a bye week situation, is someone who is more likely than the others that you have access to get a touchdown. So there's that as well. Anything as far as tight end is concerned that I am neglecting to mention?
No, none I could think of at the moment.
All righty. So let's hop on over to our waivers. And we are not only looking at waivers as far as this week is concerned, but also looking at what it may look like going through the rest of the year and all these guys that we may want to kind of pay a little bit more attention to. A guy that you mentioned earlier, not in two QB leagues most likely, but in one QB leagues, you have a guy like Jacoby Brissett out there who has been putting up decent numbers. If you're having QB issues, is Brissett someone that you would turn to?
Brissett?
Yeah.
Absolutely. He's been playing lights out. Yeah, he just completed like 47 passes or something.
47, yeah. You know, he broke the record.
He's been playing lights out in this offense, man. And so he has really been a league saver, especially for me, who was a Kyler Murray owner in the Dynasty League. And I was able to pick up a Brissett, and he has been playing just as well as I expect Kyler Murray to play this year. So, absolutely. Brissett probably not even available in most leagues, to be honest with you.
That's why I said specifically one QB leagues.
Yeah.
Some guys will still trot out the name instead of the guy that's on the waiver that's been producing. So that's another one of those things. Like this isn't the time of year to get caught up in namesake. Like whoever putting up the most points, that's who we roll with until they show us otherwise. So
right.
I'm going to throw a few running backs out there. One of these guys popped off this week, so you may have quite a bit of competition. But Tajay Spears, Kenneth Gainwell, Devin Singletary, Sean Tucker. What's the prognosis?
Well, Sean Tucker, for one, who I played last week in DFS tournament, 1% on. I kind of foreseen that. But don't expect Sean Tucker to do what he did last week, because playing against the Rams and playing against the Bills is a little different. Lucky Hubbard is actually closer to returning as well. So once that return happens, they will probably put him back in the backseat.
Are we looking at a three-headed monster once Bucky returns? Or who goes back to the bench?
No. It'll be Bucky and then and White. We've seen Sean Tucker.
You don't think Tucker's earned any playing time?
No. We've seen Sean Tucker did this last year. If you're familiar, like he had one of these same games last year and went back to zero. You know what I mean? So, I don't think that one game has been enough for him to earn it. And that's just how it's been for him. I think as far as Kenneth Gainwell, let's see how this ankle injury is, I guess, with Warren. Even though before the injury, it seemed like he'd been playing a little bit more.
He'd been nipping away. Now, they did say that Warren should be good. They said that if he needed to play in the last game, he could have returned. So, but he's no stranger to injury in general. So there's right. That.
I think as Singletary, Tracy go, that's just probably a full committee. And as far as Spears and what's my guy name? Pollard.
Yeah.
Or that situation goes. Spears has always been the better pick anyway, but I think
but Pollard is on most teams, and Spears is still available.
Right.
He's 1% on.
Right.
So
I think he's a decent ad. I think as we get closer to the fantasy playoffs and end of the season, you probably see more of him taking control of that offense.
Because Pollard hasn't done very much with his opportunity. So a couple other running backs, Trey Benson and Chris Rodriguez.
I mean, Rodriguez, it seemed like he's the head guy in a room of nobodies. That's not a guy, you know, running out the window to go get. It depends on the rest of their schedule, whether he'll play for me or not. Benson, I mean, returning this late in the season, I mean, if they're in the hunt for a playoff, then maybe so. But to be expectations on that, he's missed most of the season anyway. But they really need some run game help for sure. So I like
one other running back, Emmanuel Wilson. Right now, Josh Jacobs is looking at an injury, and we don't exactly know what his timetable is going to be yet. But Emmanuel Wilson is going to get the first bite at the apple as far as Green Bay's situation is concerned. How are we feeling about his prognosis over the next few weeks?
All about Andrew. If you play him, if Jacob's out, if Jacob's in, you don't play him. I mean, it's just simple as that, like this. If Jacobs is on the field, you just don't play him. Don't be thinking you're going to get some couple little carries here and there. I wouldn't. No, Jacobs is a bell cow in this league. And if he's on that field, he's going to play. I wouldn't play Wilson at all.
Let's move on over to wide receiver. We have Alec Pierce. You spoke about Darnell Mooney a little earlier. Christian Watson, Trey Tucker, Michael Wilson, and Andre Yoshivas. And I'll repeat any of those that I need to for you, and then we'll throw out another lot of wide receivers. But what are your thoughts so far? I would say the big three are probably Alec Pierce, Darnell Mooney, and Christian Watson. And then we'll look at the other guys. But how are we looking at them for the rest of the season? Mm-hmm. How dependable? What are we looking at?
I love Pierce. Pierce is, he has shown that he's real. We've seen some people like yourself drop him due to the bye week last week, because sometimes you have to make a roster move that you got to drop somebody. But nah, I think he's a real deal. I think he's going to be a league winner as we get down, you know, towards closer to the playoffs. For sure. Yoshivas, or whatever his name is, that's only due to this one game. Whatever the suspension is, he may have a little highlight there, but again, this New England secondary is pretty good anyway. So he's not one of my top tier guys to go pick up. I guess if you're in a bind and you really need somebody, then that's cool. Tucker, there's not anything about there. That offensive line, you spoke about Geno not even having an opportunity to even throw the ball at all. Why? Darnell Mooney is a guy I think he'll see his volume increase. We have seen Kirk Cousins play well with Mooney last year. When Mooney was having that wide receiver.
And London's out.
Wide receiver. Yeah, too. So I think his volume is going to be good. And Watson, man, the biggest dog in all the Roma Jags. He's been making plays. He's taking over that.
He's the biggest pass catcher on the field is what it boils down to.
Absolutely.
He's your only big target. Everybody else is little guys. Other than another guy that caught a touchdown last week for Green Bay, Savion Williams, the rookie, he's the only one with any size out there other than Watson, and we don't know how long Watson will remain healthy. But if he does remain healthy through the playoffs, he may be a guy that he actually lives up to the potential that we thought we were going to see from him a few years ago prior to all of the injuries. A couple other wide receivers to speak on. Arizona's Michael Wilson. Adonai Mitchell with the Jets, Luther Burden with Chicago, Xavier Leggett with Carolina. For those leagues that we're digging a little bit deeper as far as wide receiver is concerned.
The Mitchell from the Jets, man, he's so talented, but it's just not translating. And they may have a quarterback change coming with Tyrod Taylor. I'm going to stay far away from that.
Let me throw John Mechie out there too. Because both of them are now with the Jets. And somebody got to catch the ball. Wilson's still hurt.
Yeah, I mean, somebody might, but it could be Mason Taylor.
I was about to say, a guy that we'll talk about here in a second, the tight end, and maybe that guy.
You would hope, but that offense is just so bad, man. I'm not a fan of any of the pass catches over there, honestly. I love Wilson, especially if, as long as Harrison out. It seemed like, I mean, the dude had a whopping like 18 targets or something crazy. Like he had a crazy number of targets and he caught like 15 balls. Had a day. He had himself a day, a fantasy day. And as long as.
I think Harrison will be back next week, to be honest with you.
Well, then temper your expectations on that. I mean, yeah, you had a great game. Hopefully you caught that lightning in the bottle. But if Harrison is back, then I kind of like pull him back as far as he goes. What was the other one?
You had Luther Burden with Chicago.
Luther Burden can be a league winner. Looking at the metrics, he's like top 9 or 10 in like yards at the. I can't remember the exact stat, but he can be, he hasn't got the opportunity. Hasn't got the opportunity, but now the opportunity, like, is starting to ramp up. Maybe he's figured out the playbook a little bit better now.
When does he get the opportunity, though, if no one gets hurt?
So he's playing more the slot role now. So they give him a little more opportunity in the slot, playing over Zaccheaus. Because Zaccheaus was getting most of the rock that he was supposed to get. So now, like, he's starting to get that. And I think that he can be a sneaky league winner. So,
okay.
You want to grab your guy?
Burden or Tez Johnson rest of the year?
I'm going with Burden.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Burden.
Even though he may be a third option and Tez is probably the second option?
He's a third option. He's supposed to be a third option. But we're talking about Caleb Wilson. Is DJ Moore really a first option?
I mean, he's supposed to be. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, when utilized correctly, he should be their number one wide receiver.
Yeah. I like Tez. I put you like this. I think in a PPR, I might lean Burden. I think in a standard, I may lean Tez because he seemed like more of a red zone,
yeah,
kind of guy. So standard versus PPR, I think he could be a Xavier Leggett. Yo, shout out to you for being from South Carolina, but nah. It's too inconsistent. He have one of those games and then he just, you don't hear nothing from him.
Agreed.
Too much inconsistency for me to really rely on him. But if you're in a deep lead and you must play him, I get it. But nah.
Let's wrap it up with tight end. Brenton Strange is supposed to be entering back into the lineup for the Jaguars. A.J. Barner, a guy that I kind of noticed last year and got ahead of the train. And Juwan Johnson. And I'm going to throw out a couple other tight ends. We talked about Schultz earlier. And then I'm also going to throw out Theo Johnson.
Huh, Theo?
What's the prognosis for the rest of the year?
I mean, Theo, due to circumstances, he could be a good play because the cupboard is bare. You know what I mean? So due to circumstances, he may be a good play. I do like Juwan Johnson. I think that Tyler Shough has shown that he, you know, the offense is, you know, seeing he could be pretty good. I think he actually helps Olave as well.
Mm.
We've seen Olave get flooded with targets all season long, but it hasn't really been translating to points. I think his last game is pretty good. And I think them coming off this bye week, I love those two guys as a tandem. If you're playing DFS, I like the Shough Olave quarterback wide receiver tandem going into this week. Schultz, I guess, you know what I'm saying? With guys like Schultz and even with Theo Johnson, those are more streamers and you just want to play the matchups. If you're playing against one of these teams that's not really good against a tight end, then you may feel a little more comfortable about them than usual. Other than that, hey, you get what you get.
Just a couple other guys that come to mind real quick.
Yeah.
Your boy out in Jacksonville, we were talking about him in the offseason, but could Tutton be a...
Absolutely.
One of those guys that, you know, ETN's no stranger to injury, but without injury, he's been getting his bite at the apple. Is that a guy that you want to pay attention to?
Absolutely. Tutton is very much so a league winner. Go ahead and you may want to throw him on your bench. You know what I'm saying? He had a little ankle injury last week. We see how that pans out. But before then, he was pretty much out producing Travis Etienne. And again, if you look at last year with Liam, Bucky Irvin kind of came on late as well, right? And it's kind of like the same old thing all over again. Like, this dude was coming on late. We wanted it earlier. We expected it earlier. But now maybe he has a full grasp of the playbook, and you see come downhill that Tutton, he's been getting the red zone carries as well. So I do think he's a sneaky league winner for sure.
Lastly, a guy that at tight end kind of started off the year a little bit hotter, but we don't exactly know what we're going to get after the QB change, but Fanning Jr., the tight end in Cleveland?
Mm-hmm.
What are we thinking there?
I mean, I think as long as Shador is at the helm, I like him.
Okay.
I think everybody receives a small bump with Shador because he's just a better passer of the ball. But his offensive line has been bad. Kind of like Geno, right? Like,
how much time are you going to get to actually pass the ball? But that actually could work out better for the, as far as fantasy is concerned, for the tight ends. and possibly for Judkins as well. So the, yeah, there are a couple of areas that could definitely improve, but we don't know how much of Sanders we're going to see. I don't get the feeling that Cleveland has him out there because they want him out there. This is literally a we would have not spoken his name at all this year if we didn't have to. That's the vibe I'm getting from Cleveland as far as Shadur is concerned.
But like I told you on this months ago, you can't stop God's work. Man. Like things always happen the way they happen. You can't explain it. It's just, and now I took a concussion. Like it's just like the what's meant for you is meant for you. So I think he's gonna get his opportunity, and I think he's gonna play well.
And that about wraps it up for this week. We'll be back to you on next week, making sure we guide you to and through the playoffs. But make sure above all else, you tell the truth and nothing but the truth. We out. Y'all be easy now.